Okay. Is Joseph here? Ah, okay. Okay. Okay, Rosh, shalom. Okay. So, continuing, Ol Be'inyan Mayan Shenifsak V'Gidrei Zechila. So, I want to show you a little bit more. You remember I was telling you about the tshuva of the Boy Chai that says that many, many Rishonim hold that even the Zechila HaNikeres is still good. And which Rav Chaim Kalman Klein was Mitama, or that it didn't even make it into the Shulchan Aruch. So we mentioned yesterday the Mishnah, Perikei Mishnah Hay, page 2. Notzim Shason Zochlin. So we said the two pshatim in that Mishnah. The Rashi's pshat is there's a crack in the mikvah. Notvim means make a shaman, that there was a crack, and the Rambam learns a totally different pshat. Notvim shalson zochlin has nothing to do with rainwater. It has to do with mayan water that was dripping, drip, 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 drip. So it was mayan shehufsak, and now you wanna. So some wanted to say that the reason why the Rambam says what he says is because the Rambam doesn't subscribe to the Rashi Shita, that he holds that just a hole, a crack, is not going to make a... So I want to show you who actually... So there's a lot of chashava people who made that diuk. That if you want to put the diuk in with the maftzi and say, you know, you see, with the maftzi, but even without the maftzi. Now let me show you who says this. The Tashbetz on page 6, page Yud, Tashbetz. The Tashbetz is a very chashuv sefer. You have to learn Tashbetz. That's Risha, right? So he quotes the whole idea of Mayan Zochlin. Then he writes on page 6 on the bottom on the left, Kol Eilu Hadvarim Lo Nemru Ela LePerish Rabbi Shimon Zal. All this whole idea that drips are a problem is only LePerish Rabbi Shimon Zal. Aval ha-rosh pershel derech acheres v'chein ha-rambam v'yish lo derech acheres ulufi ha-perush ha-elu im ha-yisun nikeres z'chiloso afin lo yishar b'mikvah ha-boim so k'tistavik z'chiloso lo mifsil b'hai. But according to the Rambam, he doesn't get into the mafzi thing. He just says that he thinks that it makes it even better when you put on the mafzi thing. But he says, but the Rambam, he doesn't hold from that because he doesn't hold from this whole concept of Zechila HaNikeres. Because Zechila HaNikeres means that basically the whole mikveh is moving. I mean, no, Zechila HaPsula means the whole mikveh is, it's like when you have rushing rainwater down the ground. Now, and also, if you look in the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the Yeruchim in page 8 and 9, anyone who learns halacha seriously has to learn Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Now, let me tell you, Rabbi Berish Mandelbaum, you ever hear Rabbi Berish Mandelbaum? He was the librarian here in YU from 1948 to 1998, and we were very, very close. And he is a Yid that there was from Varsha. He knew the Eish Kodesh, people talk about the Eish Kodesh. He was in the mikveh with the Eish Kodesh, you understand? We were very close. I was even allowed to visit him in the years that he stopped coming. From 98 on, he couldn't come to the library anymore. He wasn't well enough. I used to go visit him in Brooklyn in his house. So he told me years ago, I was trying to find the Rabbeinu Yeruchim in the library. So where do you look it up? So I'm still from the old people that, you know, use the card catalog. You know, and I know that's a terrible avera in certain circles. He still used the card. I use the card. So he told me the official name of the sefer is Told Us Adam V'Chava. So you have to look on the Tuf. Told Us Adam V'Chava. Because he basically divided the sefer into things where he calls Adam and things that he calls Chava. So I guess this is Hilchas Nida Mikvah. So he calls it Chelek Chava. That's the Chava Chelek. I guess Chava is a woman. So that's the way he divided his sefer into Adam and Chava. And there's a whole theory that you're not supposed to reprint the Rabbeinu Yerucham, some spooky thing. If you try to make it in good, you know, the regular print, it's not such supposed. So that's why there's some Masorah that you're supposed to leave, even though somebody was doing it in the other way. But you're supposed to leave it in the old print. So he says. So he says the same word of the Tashbetz. Look on page 9, second arrow. Reisi me'echad min ha'mechaberim shekosim mitoch mishnah zu. He said, Reisi me'echad min ha'mechaberim. Who's that? The Rash. Shekosim mitoch mishnah zu. Note from Shoshan Zochlin. Im nisdak echad mikosim ha'mikvah mayim matifim derech ha'sendek yotzi mitoch shashmor v'rikra Zochlin. Right, Hikshul Peirush Rashi, Givada Mevadle Nazchilin Dekel, etc., etc. So he says, the Rashi says this pshat, and then he goes ahead and says that this whole pshat. But then he says, then he, the third arrow. Look what he says in the third, the same vort that the Tashbetz said. Third arrow, or the middle. Lefize, then he quotes the Rambam's pshat. Lefize ain't lifso mikvah shemei mavboim lochutz. In other words, he says, but according to the Rambam's pshat, that he learns that Mishnah is talking about that, then erupt the whole thing. So, you know, so the Rishonim are making the Yukim and the other Rishonim. It's not like, but, you know, it's the Yukim. It's the Yukim. In other words, it's a different when the Rishon makes a diuk when someone else makes a diuk. In other words, you could say the Rambam also agrees to that there's a concept of zechila with a hole. You just learned the Mishnah differently for whatever reason. But both, it's amazing that both Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Yerucham and the Tashbetz, both make the same diuk in the Rambam, that by the fact they learned the Mishnah in a different way than the Rash, because they don't hold the halacha of the Rash. And then the Achronim are the ones who threw in the idea that Machzi, probably things are gushing through, you know, or trickling through also. That diyuk I don't think you find in Rishonim. That diyuk you find in Rabbi Yitzchok Ochanan. That diyuk you find in the Ba'i Chayi, you know, that you didn't find. But this diyuk you find in, but again, you know, like and another Rishon, it's interesting, the more Rishonim that say it, Mamish Beferish. But in the halacha world, it doesn't work that way. Like the Rash is halacha, and he's Beferish. And the other ones, even though it's Beferish in the Tashbetz or the Rabbeinu Yerucham to make the diyuk that the Rambam disagrees, but the Rambam's not Beferish. So we're not going to be matir and issa daraisa of Zechila with a diyuk. The Rush says it. So now we're going to see. So the Rush is big. He's one of the big three of the, you know, the Beis Yosef's three big rabbis. So he's. But I'm gonna show you others. Well, this is all of the Ba'i Chayi. I just figured, you know, once, you know, we see the Ba'i Chayi, we should. In Adius on page 10. I think Rabbi Weider, his doctorate is on Adius. An Adius. So, Adius is very interesting because it's Kol HaTorah Kula, Adius. Right? Like, Psachim is only by Psachim. Adius is all the halachas on that day, that, you know, all different areas of halacha. So you can have mikvos, and you can have, you know, something else, nothing to, you know, all. So you have this Mishnah, Perkei, Mishnah Vav, matbilim b'chardelis k'divrei Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel omrim ein matbilim. So the way we have the Mishnah is that what? That then you can put the chardelis, or you can put the barrels, and it'll be okay, right? And the Rush made the diuk that, so the Ravid says this, the same thing on page 11. Modim should go de kolomar osa gedder should came with meimaim. Avol pisha maim yordan ben kli le kli ein bikach klum. Sheilu mikva han nikva mekomus harbe in sharu bar rim sub of matbilbo. Because mokum kelim should go to behem full bit etc. Avol pisha maim yordan ben kli le kli ein bikach klum. Now, yeah, what are you going to say? You're going to say that he's saying a different word. Yeah,
let me
hear.
Right,
you still need Arbaim Sof.
So Tashbe says that no.
Even if you're not going to have Arbaim Sof.
Right, it's still one seer. He's saying it's not Pushel, but it's not.
What do you need Arbaim Sof?
Now,
Avol Pisha Maim Yordan Ben Kli Lekei Eim Kachum Sheil Mikva Nigma Komas Harbe Im Nisharim Bo Arim Sof Mad Bilim Bo Nisharim Bo Bishas Tvila or Nisharim Bo
Nisharim Bo
Lol, you know. In other words, is it pshat that he's saying the sharbo or boim saw right now when the guy's going in the mikvah? So even though, so it could be they're not arguing because maybe ultimately there won't be a boim saw, but there'll be our boim saw now at the time of the tefillah.
Yeah, Tashbi said that even though there's not our boim saw now.
No, no one can say there's no Arbaim Saw now. It means no Arbaim Saw eventually. Yeah.
No,
meaning, once it stops.
No, but he says, does the mind that's Zoycho out, that's still connected, does that count for your Arbaim Saw? I don't know if that's the difference. So that he's saying that you have water that's going out. So Kozman is connected, that's still part of the 40 saw.
I think the Tashbetz is saying that even though eventually you're not going to have our boim saw left, but it's still okay now, because
but
basically...
the water that's flowing out, is that reserved to my boim saw?
No. Say it's not.
He said,
right. That's but Tifsak's Chiloso is going to take another half an hour.
So while it's being Zoichel, that works towards my Arboim Sof. It's still connected.
I thought the pshat is not that it's still connected, is that I have Arboim Sof without this in the mikvah.
So then who kicked me in the part of Zoichel, so that's Tifsak's Chiloso, so there's a
Chiloso. Right, but maybe you should say that since the other Rishonim hold that. This is even called Tzchil Lamata Mimem. That even the Tzchil Lamata Mimem means even though I have Arboim Saw now, but eventually I'm gonna. In other words, Adkan we had a Machlok as we showed Tzchil Lamala Mimem. But Lamata Mimem, everyone agrees, is no good. But now we're saying no. Maybe Lamata Mimem is also good because Lamaisa now, we still have your Arboim Saw and the mikvah is still intact.
So the part, let's say I have Mem Saw, not Mem Saw. Right,
and it's being Zoichel, but
it's still connected. Meaning the
spirit
is still going. So it's all, can I be Taiwan there or not?
No, the stuff that's out
is
even
though it's still connected, it's still Mechuber.
Right, but it's
still Mechuber, it hasn't stopped. It's on its way. So if I count all the water that's connected to
the stuff on the other side of the Kalim that are going out.
But it's still connected. But it's still
connected, but ain't a Zoichel and Marv.
But here we're saying Zoichel isn't a soul. So then, why isn't it
Ola?
If this type of
Zohar
doesn't count as a Chilo, but we're saying this doesn't count as a Zohar. Meaning
it's not like an Meaning it's Mayan or Mikvah.
So if it's not like a Mayan, then Me'il is a Mikvah. You're saying this is not the
Zochlin, it's not Aser. So it's not the Zochlin,
so this is not Zochlin. So why isn't it Ola? Why isn't it Mechuber?
Because it's not Mechuber, it's not
Arboim
Saw.
But why isn't it Mechuber?
Because it's Zochlin.
If it's
Zochlin,
it should be
Pasel. No, because I have Mem Saw in my Mikvah. And I'm not being Tovel in that part that's out. I'm part Tovel in the part up to the Kalim.
But you're saying it's not a psul. But you're saying a mikveh that zoichel, even the matzah is
no, he's saying that basically schil is a psul, but lemaisa, it's not a psul if your mikveh is basically there and some water's coming out.
No, but if it would be gushing out, even though I have mem, you say it's, you can't.
Right.
Right, even though I have my mikveh there.
Right.
So you're saying that zechila is a psul, even if I have mem. Right, this is not a skill. So this is not a skill, this should be all for the mem.
Yeah. You have to call twice during your day.
Hello?
Okay. Now, another Rishon that the Bar Chai quotes is the Sefer HaEshkol. Sefer HaEshkol is a fascinating Sefer. A Sefer Halacha, also not from the, you know, the top three of the Beis Yosef. But he mamish. He also, that's, you know, he's another of the people that are cool. A lot of people have the name Ravid, you know, Ravid Bal Hasagas, you know, well, as long as you have Rashi Tevis, Reish Alav Beis, you know, so he's the Av Bezdin, whatever, Rosh Av Bezdin of Nirvana. So even though he's Rabbeinu Avram Ber Rabbi Yitzchak, so it doesn't work with the Ravid, you know, he's not Rav Avram Ben David, but he's still called the Ravid. The Ravid Bal HaEshkol. So he also has a lot of interesting Piskei Halacha. So he quotes that same Mishnah about Matbilim B'chardelis on page 12. Fizukashim Hadis Nahan B'shamei Om Matbilim B'chardelis B'seil Om Ein Matbilim Modim Shagodir Kelim V'tovim B'hem Kelim Shosim Chitzel Shol Kelim Shetakev Hamayim Milatzes. Who is it? Okay, so he quotes that same Mishnah about the Kalim on page 12. And then on page 13, he says the same Pismim. Masnisna mi ikal meidak, she even made mikvah zochel ma'ad, lo mikri zechila, kol she'ino zochel kemayin. He says, from this Mishnah, you can be medayik as long as it's not zochel kemayin, it's okay. Be deshari hachel, ligdor be kalim, lake vezechila. Vyefshal laham mi kalim, kol kach smuchim, ze eitzel ze. The same dik. So El Shalom Yitzim Mayim Beneim, and Moshe became like they tit for Sid. No, he's saying Mustama, he wasn't plugging it up. So by the fact that Mustama, he wasn't plugging it up, that's probably because you don't need to plug it up. Okay. Now, there's a truth of the Miel Tzedakah. Miel Tzedakah is a big poisek. You have Yonah Landsofer. Anyone who learns Hilchas Nida, you have to know all the Miel Tzedakahs, because there's a lot of Miel Tzedakahs that are quoted in Halachas, in Hilchas Nida. But the Miel Tzedakah is, you know. So he also speaks about the Shir Zechila. So he quotes the Rash. He says, "V'hai shekosef sheparat al svasa." So that's the Rash, the second arrow, page 14. "V'schalu v'hai shekosef parat al svasa haynu lomar shafilu shenifrat rach kosal echad b'milua." In other words, so he's learning that it doesn't necessarily mean. Whereas we were taking that the Rash is the one that they're all quoting, that it's a little chip, right? A little. So he's saying, no, that's not what it means. Even within the Machmirim. Afilu shenifrats rakosel echad b'milua aruba kakula v'mayim nischal v'yotzi modei riz hadon v'socha av mitzad echad nikroim zochlen v'ashtu lishna asan ola yofa. So he says that pshat is like this, that the zechila means that one, there was a crack, but the crack wasn't just a little crack. The crack went the whole way down, or rover the way down. And that's what it says, asan zochlen means, because when you were toivel, the person displaces, because in other words, there's a certain amount of finite space between the water. So when you put your body there, you're taking up space. So now the water and you can't, it's not enough room for you and the water to live peacefully. So now, since your body is in there, so where's that water going to go? Out. And that's shad, the diuk, zochlin, notin sha'asan zochlin. Means you made it. You made it what? You made it zochlin. Through, there was a crack, so how much was really going out? But once the person came in, and his body, so that's what it means, zochlin sha'asan. He's explaining to you what is the Rash really saying. Right.
You so still not going out a little, it's going out a little plus. I mean, okay, right. It goes in, it pushes it out, like, a little bit more.
Right.
So what's the like a rash?
Oh.
He's not saying the rash agrees with the rush, is
he? No. No, but he's saying that it's more significant than you think. The Rosh was saying, how could you say that? The Rosh was asking Akasha the Rosh. How could he say that? Mustama, the Zechila means much more significant, because you see from that. So what is the Rosh going to say back? So the Rosh is going to say back that even me, who's from the Machmirim about a Nekev, even me, I require something more significant than you would have thought. And therefore, Al Sfasa, he wants to say, means on one, al-svasa means on one side as opposed to cracks on all the sides. So you don't need, in other words, the Russians, you need Dumi Demayim. So the Rosh says, no, Dumi Demayim is too much, but you're right. To say just a little hole is also too little. So the Mil Tzlach is saying, the Rosh, he's trying to miyashev the kashas of the Rosh on the Rosh. That the Rosh was asking on the Rosh, that you learned shot, that there was a crack and a little bit is dripping out. So that's for sure can't be a problem, because that's not Dumi Demayim. You need Dumi Demayim. So he says, yeah, I never meant the way the Mil Tzlach is advocating for the Rash.
According to him, there's no way that holds that a crack.
Right. And then he wants to claim on page 15 that Dumi the Mayan, that a Mayan also is not as Zochel as much as you think. In other words, they're not zochel the whole Mayan from top to bottom, even in a Mayan. Only on the top. Would be zochel, not on the bottom. Ked kol anoros ain zochel ki milael kovi etzba. O yoser, v'zeh yoser yes lochich b'kam mofsim. Okay, v'fizeba hamid ach mayin. That amount that is in mayin is no good in mikvah. So it's not, in other words, he thinks that... No, he's saying that the Rash holds that you need something in between. In other words, not the Rush is learning that a Mayan is mamish, the whole thing is moving. He says he doesn't think that's really happening.
And
it's really
cooler from Mecca.
Right.
If you can just minimize the force of the Mayans, then
yeah.
The Mayan is less.
Okay.
That sounds a really fine.
Yeah. So he says, so basically his shot is that the Rush is more than you, is less than the Rush, but more than what you would have thought it was. And the Marsham also quotes these ideas as well. Because we would have thought that
the
crack, right? Crack is a little bit. So we said, even if you say not like the, it's a continuous thing, not just drip, drip, drip like the Beis Shlomo. But still, that's too little. In other words, the Miltstock is claiming. In other words, in Halacha, this is all not accepted because. Because Levaisa, we take the pshat in the Rash to mean that as long as there's a little crack, as long as it's not drip, 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 but it's one continuous, even a little flow, that's a problem, unless you hold like Rav Yitzchak Kochana that you look on the top. But he's making the Rash into a middle shita, the Miltstocker.
Did we even mention the Rash that did, or we learned all
the saying. The Tashbetz Rabbi Nerucham is saying the Rash is the source of all this whole thing, of this minimal zechila, and the Rash was the one who actually articulates the klal of zechila nikeres and zechila she'ena nikeres.
What's the
meal
stuff to do with the Rash? What does he mean by that?
In other words, the Rash thinks he has a big tain on the Rash. He's saying it should be dumya, whatever's puzzle is whatever's good by a Mayan, that's exactly what's puzzle by a mikvah. So he says by a Mayan the whole thing is moving. So he says, no, that's not what happens. Meaning you can't it's not a like an exact you never have to be exact.
So what does he hold that?
So he says that a nar, only the top is really moving, but the bottom is really staying put. So it's only a little bit, even in the Mayan. So therefore, the mikvah, that's the psul. So that's what I'm saying, that if you have a crack that's the whole way down, or half the way down, so then it's moving in a certain measure, but it's not gushing. Whereas the Rush is mashma, that you need the whole thing to be gushing, and he's saying, no. He's saying, okay, from the same source that you're trying to ask on me is a riot to me.
Is he saying the Rush really agree? They're just like talking like this, but they really agree. He said the Rush really means more. The Rush really means less.
No. The Rush is still the Rush. No, the Rush means the Rush. The Rush means that zechila only means when the whole thing is moving. The whole mikvah is moving. So if there's only a crack or a hole. The mikvah is basically stationary. There's a leak. The Rosh Hashita is the whole mikvah has to be moving, and he says my raya. The Rosh says is because whatever is good by Mayan is possible by mikvah, and by so that's why he's asking kasha on the Rosh. How can you say so little? So he says the Miltstocker. No, from your kasha is gufa a raya to me, because it's not true that a Mayan is gushing like that.
Only the pot.
So therefore. The middle opinion, the centrist view, is that it doesn't have to be gushing, but a little bit is also no good, and that's how. So, from the source of your kasha on me is my Yeshua, because that's the goof of the point that Mayan is not Zocha Lagamre. That's what he's saying.
So like before, the tip, that doesn't.
Right, but I'm saying most probably what the Miltstocker is saying is the. Even if it's more than the tif-tif. In other words, how much is coming out if there's a crack in the whole thing and then the person can...
That's bad.
That's the bad case.
So, there's a crack and if something comes out, that's the horror like a tif-tif.
Tif-tif meaning...
That's okay.
Yeah, if it's drip-drip.
So basically
right.
You're saying that drip-drip is okay.
Right, but when the person comes in...
That's not so... So you're basically saying like if it's... So basically, Zechila had the carousel look like Like he's saying, if it's dripping, like I said before, that's fine.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It has to be something more significant, but doesn't have to be. Doesn't have to be gushing. Okay. Now let me tell you something like this, and then what's his name? I didn't put his name here. This is the Gidule Tara, page 17.
On page 1?
Yeah.
At the bottom of the mission here, right? It says, Zerkun Kamayim, I'm very stupid.
Yeah.
So if you look at the ground, that makes sense. So by Rishi Kamitra, there's strong it is that a trip by Maya is a mikvah.
Right.
But according to the Rash, what's the mission telling me? You know, you think rainwater is a mikvah? I mean, that's what it is, no? Well,
Hanotfim. Hazochen kibayim hanokim kibitzvah.
Without him telling me that, I wouldn't know what else is there. There's nothing else. He says, "Look, I know you can make shalom."
Yeah. Okay. It's just.
I point is, I think it's very mistaken. The ground is much more harsh.
Yeah. I guess I don't know. I don't know which is the. I'm already tainted, so I don't know if you would have learned the Mishnah without the Rambam and the Rung.
It's strange that the Mishnah keeps the word Notfim to refer to the. And you would say Meg Shaman.
Notfim with Rosh Shas is usually just Meg Shaman. You know, so I think the Rosh's Pshat, I would have probably sided with the Rosh's Pshat. I think, they're the words. Yeah,
what
the Tuffer said.
This is just.
Yeah, it's an introductory.
Something more objective than something.
Rainwater is also the fifth parak, in the middle of the fifth parak.
Introductory, right, in the middle of the fifth parak. Right. And the Gedulei Hekdesh says a word like this. That there's a difference between Motzei Mashke and Kones Mashke. On page 18. He says, nearly the nekev she'ena ol kemotzi mashke lo mikri nekev linyan zechila. Because what does motzi mashke mean? If you have a hole that something can drip out, that's not a problem. But then a hole, you see, it's harder to get something into something than getting out. So if you have a crack, even if it's a small crack, things will come out. But if you want to get it in, something in there from the other side, you have to have a much bigger. So basically, he's saying a nekev shu kikones mashke and ainu kadasha. That's chila. So kones mashke means you could get. In other words, a mikveh that has a crack, water will come out from inside out. But you can't bring water from outside in if there's just a crack. But if you have a hole that's like a size of a lentil, kadasha. So that's Kikones Mashke, and that would pasul. And then he says.
Is Limud from Nechatas is the
Yeah. Okay, one second. Now, so let me tell you like this. Yeah. Right. But I don't know, does he mean the same tif-tif, as opposed to. He's using tif-tif, but I don't know if his tif-tif is the same. The other people's tiff-tiffs. Okay, so this is the story. Now, there's a basic question in Hilchas Zechila. That's going to be tomorrow's shir. I never realized how relevant it could be lahalacha until Rav Nachum Rosenberg explained to me how relevant it could be. And that is the question of Zechila mi mikvah le mikvah. Behind it like this. You see, let me ask you a question like this. You see, say a basic mikveh. What is a basic mikveh? You have the rainwater and the tap water. I was just speaking to one of my Talmidim yesterday. He lives out of town in the boondocks there. So there's a true story that happened, an unbelievable story. And that the guy, the non-Jewish worker, he was cleaning up the mikveh. And he figured he'll do a toiva. So he saw all this dirty rainwater So he drained it all out. He thought he was doing a toiva, and he basically took away the mikvah. So, and now this is out of town. So, yeah. What do you say, Zecharia?
What do you do?
Yeah. So that's why you have to keep coming to Shia. That's a big problem.
And Adam Boyer was touched.
I don't know at what point. In other words, the other water may could be was already.
Was it mikvah water?
No, could be. They already drained out the tap water. Now they leave the May Kishamim, and he's going to clean out the mikvah, and then they're going to put in the new. So the yeah, but here they were not left with anything. So you have to keep coming to see what you can.
What
I don't know if they had a board's
room. Wait, there's no water left. How can there even be a happening?
There's no water. Period.
There's no water. So what do you do when there's no water? That's the question. How do you build the mikvah? Even if you dabble with a lot of kavana, it's not going to come down like. Right? So these are. Well, there's another story that happened. There's another story Rabbi Nachum Rosenberg told me. Another story that happened that they collected rainwater on top of the roof. This is a famous Rav in Eretz Yisrael. Not necessarily a poisek, but a rabbinic figure. He was in, people in the community use the mikvah. And the water comes on top of the roof and then goes into the pipe. And they noticed, Rav Avad Yosef noticed somehow, that there was perhaps a base kibul on the roof. So basically all the water that they were doing the hashaka to could be that it was mayim shuv. Right, so they had to get rid of the water. There they had to get rid of the water purposely. So, also, what do you do? Okay, so I'm just whetting your appetite so you come back. So that was the story he told me, Rav Nachum. But let's talk about this thing that we saw in the Milt Staka. Is Zechila, we saw Rav Abadi discuss this, does Zechila mean that the mikvah itself has to be Zochel? What if, as a result of some external factor, the mikvah is Zochel? Does that make it Zochel? Those here, the filter, well, like the person. Like the person. Right. So we're going to see in a second. So the person is going to be causing the zechila. So the Miltstocker said that's a zechila. Here you not have a yason. Here you put
you're creating the mikvah by going into it. Without you,
that's that other mishnah. Okay, we'll get to that. So this is the question: if you have a bor, two boros, a bor hashaka and a bor tefila, right? And every time the woman goes into the mikvah, she's going to displace water, right? So the pashtus is, that means the water is going to go from mikveh A to mikveh B. So is that a problem of zechila? Zechila mean mikveh lemikveh?
One big mikveh.
But what if? Now listen to this. What if the water is not reaching the hole anymore? So it's not one big mikveh anymore. Okay. The water's not.
But it only reaches when she goes in.
No, and then when the person goes in, now the displacement will cause some water to go into the hole. So is that called zechila?
So
if the hole is full, so it's all one big mikvah. So you can say it's all zechila minei ubei. Come back tomorrow. Okay, next time. Next week. Okay, we'll see you. Have a good Shabbos. Okay, shalom. So basically,
we're already assuming that the fact that it's not connected is okay. You touched it once, so we're going with that. On
right, right. Because if it's not connected, it's not okay. Then, but here is another issue. He said to me, say you have a mikvah. I'm not saying that it happens there, that there's a problem, but he just gave me a mashal of Nachum Rosenberg. He says, like in the Satmar mikvah in Williamsburg, so every night there's like 150 women who are toivel every night in the mikvah. So when you get to women 145, so every woman takes water with her. So at the end of the night, the level is not, you know, again, I'm not saying that they were, but potentially it could be that the hole is not filled up anymore. And then those last three women maybe are being tovel in a mikvah zochelis. Goes up and probably
stays in the hole. In the hole, so width of the wall.
Yeah.
Means you're saying that the water is going into the hole and
into the next one.
Maybe right. It just stays in the.
But maybe not.
That like one might not be in the
hole. Whether it's. Well, either way.
So I'm saying, is there
it,
enough
to be known that both of them. No, but maybe that's a zochel achutz. So
it
right.
Doesn't matter whether the water actually goes over.
Right. Once it's out of the mikveh.
Right.
So again, you could argue, you know, if you need Domi the Mayan, so this is not Domi the Mayan, and you want to still
happen. Oh, right. So this is going to be a discussion. Is there, first of all, is there a concept of zechila mi mikveh le mikveh or not? Even when it's full. Certainly when it's not full. But there's a shach here. The shach has a big chiddush. He says, this famous shach, Sivkot Lamin, page 19. Mayim shem shichul brechas mayim shem nikvim v'omdim yesh lo din mayim. Im hifsik rosh ha'kilu chozim yesh lo din mikvah. Right? That's the din we saw yesterday. So look at the shach. Shein v'tar ezer lo b'mem so uvashbor. Kosev marik. The davka heichad the nochu amayim b'mikvah, the kvar nasu ashborn. Heichad akati lo nochu v'adayin zlochel and avol pisha hufsuku me'amayin, din mayin alim. So, right, that's the marik we saw yesterday. On page 19. The shach sivkot lamed. V'adayin. We're reading from the beginning. I'll read it again. Lios lo din mikvah. Sivkot lamed. Teres el b'mem sov ashborn. Tur. Kos of marik. This is the marik from yesterday. The Marik said, "The davka hecha the nochu hamayim b'mikvah kvar nasu ashborin." So then it's a mikvah. Avol hecha dakati lo nochu v'adayin. In other words, we're talking about a mayin that was hufsuk. It was originally or whatever. It was stopped. So it started out as a mayin and now it became a mikvah. But the Marik Shita is that a Mayim Shehufsak, as long as it's still moving,
it's still a
Mayim. Havu Bishehufsku me Mayim din Mayim olim. The Lo Posak Adayin Chiyusim came in the Zoch of Raya Megal Shenitlosh. Right, we saw this yesterday. Aval Gav Dekan Din Mikvah Olim. Hainu Mishum Shabrechem Olim Mayim. Avol Embrecha Yisar Rekonis Mislam Mayim. Havu Bishehufsak Mayim din Mayim olim. Vadas Arayv Dechol Inyan Din Mikvah Olim. Chein Das Arashba. Okay, then he says.
Isn't that Marik assuming like the Rambam was found in that Mishnah?
Yeah, one second. So he says. So then he quotes Yogi Gemara. That's Sif Nun. Look at Sif Nun. Mm-hmm. No, Sif Nun Hey. Nun Hey. Look at Nun Hey. Nun Hey. Shlosha Mikvos. Page 22. You have Shlosha Mikvos. Sheesh B'Shnayim B'Chol Echad Esrim So. Mayim Ksherim. 20. 20 Ksherim. Another 20 Ksherim. And another 20 Shuvim. עמדו זה בצד זה, עם השוב בן הצו, ירדו שלושה וטובלו, ותוך כך נצמלו ויוצאו אספוסם ונצערו יחד, הוכשו שלושתם. So in other words, if you have 20 megashalmim, 20 megashalmim, and 20 shuvim, and three people went in, so then each one displaces, and then the water goes over, then the mikvos attached, the 220s attached to be 140, and then they machshir the other 20.
So
that's the case, right? So the question is, so the Marik brings this as a raya. So what is it? One second. So it says Gam. So now go back to the Shach on 19. Gam Gamma Shehavi. First word in line is Shehavi Marik Shem Raya. You can take Shulman the Poiso. Piotr Derch Sedek. Hach Mishnah Digimel Mikvos. The Hosam Hamayim Yotzu Osfas Hamikva. Elavad the Hosam Mayim Bimayin. Why is it still good? Why is it still good? Isn't it Zochlin? So Marik says, you see from here, that Marik learns that this Mishnah is talking about Mei Mayan. And but Mei Mayan...
He knows that
voice. Right, but it's Mei Mayan. And he wants to say that since Mayan that continues to be Zochel is still a Mayan, so it's good. It's a Mayan. Because you... No.
These are main Maya that are stationary. But when like three guys go in, that's when it's closer. So I felt.
Yeah.
Maya, don't need to be.
Even though the Marik seemingly from yesterday says once it's Bashborin, it's over, but maybe.
It's not. It's only Zeichel because the guy.
Yeah, but he says, so that's okay. So you see from there that Mayan Shehufsak is a Mayan when it's Zochel. Question is, that's the question that Arugas Habosim had with the Ramor. Is it like, do you mamish?
It's done,
or do we say you have some respite in the middle?
One second.
So he wants to bring a raya. In other words, the Marik brings, there's chila there, because each one, when they're displacing the thing, they're, right? Causing a schila, coming out of the water. So he says the Marik. It must be talking about a Mayan, and Raya Lishitosi that a Mayan Shehufsak is still a Mayan, so it's Matar Mizchil. So the Shach doesn't like this Marik. He says, "Eini Makir Raya Zu. I don't buy this Raya. Mikama Ta'omim." So this is what he says: Chad the Yishloman the Hasam Mayrim the Gimel Mekvos Mayonusim Tam Zochlim. Teda the Marik Mugla Pasak Hamayim. He called Mokum Shvili Kain Gav the Mayin Gomuhu. Kain Hayne Gimel Mekvos Mayonusim. Who just asked that question? Rav Yechiel. Did you just ask that question? That was according to the Marik. It's not Gimel Mekvos. It's Gimel Mayonus. Okay, so that you can say Lav Dafka just means. So this is the big yisod. I told you that Rav Abadi thought that if you have, the whole case, the big case in Yerushalayim was a Friday night, right? The middle of the tefillahs, the mikveh started sucking up water, right? And this was a big thing, and the Minchas Yitzchak got involved, and the Ransdorfer, they had to go with walkie-talkie, microphones, the whole thing. So some say, to Rav Abadi Shita, is that Zechila is only when it's Zechila me'atzmo. V'zchila machmas davar acher is not zchila. So they point out this far of Rav Abadi is basically the shach. So that's what the shach says. Zchila means that the mikveh zochel. But if you cause something to make it zochel, you know, you put something in, a person in, or you have something sucking out the water, so that's maybe not called zchila.
But even if it is
chila,
you see, he's defining
chila of a
maya, then it's like very
little. Yeah, but he's working with the Shulchan Aruch. Also, she yotzal svasa mikvah mikoch adam atovel. So she mitoch kach mitzvah v'yotzal svasa she yotzal atovel b'shal yachzul mayim l'kobam rishon vaday b'kei gavda lov zochlin hein. Chenu tshuva zrivosh. Had you the hosim the gimel mikvos because of the nikram zochlin. So this would be a good this shach. Right.
Forcing the water out.
Right. Now not everyone subscribes to the shach, but and then there's a further question: did the shach mean? I think the shach means it by all cases. Was the shach only said it by Adam Hatoivel? That's not called zechila, or does he mean it by anything that's dover mibachutz? I think that's what I would think.
It's a felt are really good with chutz,
right? Because it's always on, and like it's, you know, I say like that's part of the ground, and once it's on, is it different than like a tzedek in the ground? It's not like a person who goes and they go to the this, like kolzman is on, like that's the tzias of the container that it's in,
because of it.
Yeah, but that's not part of your mikvah. That's a dover mibachutz.
So the thing, but every mayan is only because there's a hole in the ground. Anything that zoichel is because it's a hole in the ground.
That's gravity versus the pump. It does say that the water goes back to it seems in the case of the mission, the water does go back to the place. It sounds like the water works.
Well, the Rivash's case. That's the truth of the Rivash. But what he said originally. The aim can zochel cloud is no shak zochel because the zochel me'atzma. That I don't think is necessarily the same as what he's saying 2 lines later. Later he's quoting the Tshuva's Rivash. So the Tshuva's Rivash is about the water coming back. But the first thing he says is that it could be that that's not called zechila. Because you need the mikvah to be zochel. No, the Marik is learning Pshat that it's a Mayan. That's why
so
Marik is saying that it is a Schema. So how could it be Mutter 20-20-20? Each person goes in, and the water flows over, and that's good. So the Mechaber, the 220s, and then those 220s are Machsher, the other 20. How does that work? So the Marik says, we're talking about a Mayan. And it's a Mayan, Shekhov, it's good.
That's true. Why
would
he do that?
That's what he's saying, he's already...
But the Shach says, I don't like that. I don't think it's talking about a Maya.
He's saying, number one, it's not a Maya, because it's a Mikvah. And number two,
it's not
Tzchila. Even if it would be a Maya, it's not Tzchila.
This is not Tzchila.
But he's saying, like,
because it's Mikoch.
But he's talking about a Maya. He's like, Louis, there'd be a Maya.
No, but it's not a Maya. He's saying, it's not a Maya. It's Mikvah. Mikvos. So he says, first of all, he doesn't think it's talking about a Maya. It's talking about a Mikvah. And then he says that even if it's a Mikvah, it's not psul zochlin because it's mikoch. It's not mikoch the mikvah itself. In other words, the key line I think is very important here, and I think this will answer up a lot of kashas. In is that the lo shak zochlin el kish zochlin me'atzma.
If you read it all the way through, it's still talking in that what I said. It's still him, not the Maharei.
Then he says something about the coming back. That's the Rivash's thing. But it could be, that you know against the milt stucker, that if it's only zochel because you tovel in it, then maybe that's
right.
Not called zochel.
Right.
Yeah. and that would explain Rav Abadi's psak that the whole thing in Yerushalayim, maybe you didn't have to get so. I mean, Rav Chaim Kalman Klein told me that Milchus Yitzchak was also entertained that svara, but he didn't want to. He didn't want to fully. He was too mirsus to rely on it alone.
Nobody what? Noticed it until after that. That's what the fire means. It wasn't in the text anyway. The water's flowing.
Well, that's the question. How do you define the keres? If you find the keres like Rav Yitzchak Kochan, then okay.
Every farmer does not.
But if you hold, then the keres. In other words, if someone would have seen it, they would see water coming out. It would have been the keres.
So
this shach is a very important shach, because I think it can answer up a lot of kashas of that if you hold zechila is a din, it has to be zochel me'elov. But if only something else is causing the zechila, then that's not a zechila.
Does anyone hold that if you hold it so that it messes up all the water? Like it seems like everybody holds it to plug it up and then you're good. Why? Maybe taking zechila passels and maybe the water is going to be.
I'm not sure
so
that
The mikveh is the mikveh. The mikveh is the chafira b'karka. Yeah, but here you put in. Dor acha means anything not excluding the mikveh itself.
How does it stop being good?
So this is not the mikveh itself.
If the mikveh itself is not necessarily the
assumption.
It's gravity that's pulling the thing out.
But it's the mechanism of the machine, of the filter that's sucking out. So maybe that's not a, you know.
Sucking out is much different from jumping in.
Right, that's what he's saying. So, but maybe not. Maybe, in other words, maybe you could say maybe he only meant it by the Adam, that the Adam's displacement doesn't count. But the simple pshat of the first, like Rabbi Moyer say, the simple pshat is that only he writes Machmas Atzma.
I'm not sure the filter is not Machmas Atzma.
I think so, because the filter is not part of the mikvah. Machmas Atzma means part of that the mikvah itself.
It's only the mikvah.
Right.
So what is the filter?
The filter is just sucking out mibachutz.
That's not.
The filter is that you put a machine in your mikveh to suck out water and spit it back in. So that's not part of the mikveh itself. Think about it. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow, Mr. Shah. This is tomorrow's Yudav.